Dumbledore turned and walked back down the street. He could just see the bundle of blankets on the step of number 4. "Good luck, Harry," he murmured. He turned on his heel, and with a swish of his cloak, he was gone. A breeze ruffled the neat hedges of Privet Drive, which lay silent and tidy under the inky sky, the very last place you would expect astonishing things to happen.